Picture this. It is the absolute height of the summer travel rush. The air outside is thick, the midday heat is bouncing off the concrete asphalt, and the city's most exclusive luxury hotels are completely booked solid. But inside a high-end designer boutique in the heart of Atlanta, the atmosphere is an entirely different world. It is completely quiet, crisp from the air conditioning, and smells like expensive new leather. A young man transitions smoothly past the security guard standing at the front door. He is dressed flawlessly, walking with the quiet, effortless confidence of someone who completely owns the block. He casually starts pointing at custom-tailored suits, luxury travel bags, and high-end watches. When it comes time to pay, he doesn't pause for a single second. He pulls out a thick stack of platinum cards, flashing them with total indifference to the cashier. He drops tens of thousands of dollars on designer clothes, coordinates a luxury rental car service for a fleet of exotic vehicles, and books first-class flights across the country, all without even glancing at the final receipt.
To anyone standing in that store, or anyone watching him step into a pristine six-figure sports car waiting outside, the conclusion is completely obvious. He looks exactly like an elite NBA first-round draft pick who just signed his first massive rookie contract. Or maybe a charting hip-hop mogul celebrating a new number one record. Or an overnight tech millionaire living out his absolute best life in the summer sun. He is visually projecting the dream that millions of everyday people spend their entire careers chasing.
But he wasn't any of those things. He wasn't an athlete, he wasn't a musician, and he didn't make his fortune in Silicon Valley. His name is Quamaine Jurrell Ford, and he didn't earn a single penny of that lavish summer lifestyle through legitimate talent, corporate equity, or smart investments. Instead, he built his entire financial empire out of thin air, sitting on a couch, using nothing but cheap cell phone spoofing, textbook psychological manipulation, and a devastating digital weapon known as account takeover fraud.
Welcome to Behind the Scams. I'm Sue.
And I'm Nick.
We know our listeners love a deep, character-driven true crime investigation. So today, we are completely shifting gears. We are stepping away from abstract data breaches, massive corporate leaks, and anonymous threat actors hiding behind green code in a dark basement. Instead, we're looking at the jaw-dropping, highly intimate mechanics of a federal indictment unsealed by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Northern District of Georgia. This is a real-world case where high-stakes cybercrime collides head-on with celebrity culture, personal betrayal, and a level of sheer audacity that completely shocked federal investigators.
And the timing of the story could not be more critical for our audience. Right now, if you glance down at your calendar, we are in the absolute peak of the summer vacation and retail season. Millions of everyday people are actively traveling, booking flights, rushing to manage hotel reservations, verifying rental cars, and tracking a constant stream of online shipping notifications for summer gear.
And that exact behavior is precisely what makes us vulnerable. Today, we are dissecting the phenomenon of the seasonal ATO. We are going to show you how professional fraudsters exploit the calendar against you, weaponizing your own summer schedule, your text notifications, and your travel anxiety to completely hijack your digital identity.
Now, Sue, before we dive headfirst into the wild details of the federal case against Quamaine Ford, let's lay down some necessary groundwork. We use the term account takeover, or ATO, a lot on this show. When the average person thinks of a cyber attack, they usually picture a highly technical back-end breach, someone brute-forcing a firewall, running a complex exploit script, or cracking a server database.
Right, they expect Mr. Robot. But real-world, high-yield fraud is rarely a battle of software code. It is an attack on human psychology. Professional scammers don't waste time trying to breach a billion-dollar security system when they can just trick the human being holding the keys. And they don't strike when you are sitting quietly at your desk, alert, focused, and carefully inspecting every single email header. They wait for the calendar to manufacture an environment of pure chaos, high velocity, and severe distraction.
Think about your exact mindset when you are standing in a chaotic, crowded airport terminal, trying to keep track of your luggage, your family, and your flight gate all at once. Or when you are trying to finish a last-minute online retail purchase before a strict shipping deadline hits. Your digital guard is completely dropped. You are being relentlessly flooded with a messy mix of actual confirmation codes, airline boarding alerts, hotel check-in texts, and delivery tracking updates.
And the scammers look at that exact summer rush and see an absolute buffet of vulnerable targets. They know that if they can intercept that noise with a message that injects immediate, time-sensitive panic into your vacation plans, you will react with raw emotion instead of logic. You enter a psychological fight-or-flight response. You will click a link and hand over your credentials just to make the immediate travel problem go away, completely bypassing your standard skepticism.
And that brings us right back to the master of this psychological trap, Kwame Ford. A man who realized that if you time it perfectly, you don't just steal money, you can step entirely inside a person's digital skin. When the FBI finally closed in, they uncovered a true crime plot so deeply layered, it sounds completely unbelievable.
And remember, listeners, he was pulling off this multi-million dollar identity heist while wearing a federal electronic ankle monitor under strict house arrest. Next up, we are going inside the indictment to look at the exact mechanics of his high-urgency playbook and how he targeted elite sports stars in the NBA and NFL.
We are currently charting the calculated methods professional identity thieves deploy during the peak summer calendar to orchestrate massive digital takeovers. The central mastermind behind a multi-million dollar athlete identity theft operation, Kwame Jurrell Ford, was executing his high-yield cyber offensive straight from his living room while actively wearing a federal tracking monitor strapped to his ankle. But before we unpack the intricate multi-agency federal investigation that ultimately brought down his empire, we need to talk about the tactical entry point. We need to systematically break down how a seasonal, travel-based account takeover actually target hits a consumer on an everyday practical scale. It doesn't initiate with back-end database manipulation or elite server-side hacking. It initiates with a psychological exploit strategy security professionals call the panic button protocol.
And the true genius of the panic button protocol lies in the fact that it completely weaponizes your immediate physical environment against you. The methodology always kicks off with an intense, high-urgency, time-sensitive mobile notification flashing directly onto your phone screen. Picture yourself standing in a congested airport security line, trying to balance your heavy carry-on luggage, take off your shoes, keep track of your family, and pull out your physical ID passport. Suddenly, your phone buzzes inside your pocket. You nervously look down at the display and read an automated notification that visually looks 100% official. The subject line reads, "Immediate action required. Your primary flight booking has been abruptly canceled due to a severe payment processing failure." Below that warning, a bold red button forces your eyes to a link that prompts you to click here immediately to re-verify your credit card or immediately forfeit your seat on the flight.
think about the specific kind of severe cognitive overload that travel-related panic introduces into your mind. When your heart rate instantly spikes because you believe your long-awaited vacation plans are collapsing right in front of you, standard logic and digital caution disappear completely. You enter that primal psychological state of a fight-or-flight response. The threat actor purposefully engineers this artificial flash of anxiety to completely lock out the critical, analytical part of your brain. Under normal day-to-day circumstances, you would stop and closely evaluate the sender's actual email address string. You would inspect the domain suffix for slight alphabet irregularities, hidden tracking codes, or obvious typos. But in that moment of high travel stress, you don't care about technical domain validation. You just want the immediate travel nightmare fixed.
Exactly. Or maybe you aren't at the airport terminal. Maybe you're driving a rental car down the highway to a business hub. A text alert pops up claiming your premium resort lodging confirmation cannot be processed due to a synchronization error, demanding that you verify your profile portal credentials within an explicit 30-minute window or lose your room entirely. Statistically, a staggering 41% of summer travelers openly admit they will implicitly trust an unexpected mobile message that mirrors an official airline or hotel brand without ever stepping back to independently verify it.
And what makes this dynamic incredibly terrifying right now is the modern tech integration. Generative artificial intelligence tools have completely revolutionized just how flawless and seamless these credential traps appear. Historically, back in the early evolutionary days of email phishing, a user could spot a sketchy text message from a mile away. There would be broken English grammar, clunky structural formatting, or glaring vocabulary typos.
Right. It was always a wealthy foreign prince looking to wire you $20 million if you just sent him your routing number. Not anymore.
Organized threat actors are now heavily utilizing advanced generative AI frameworks to scrape exact corporate design assets, legitimate style sheets, and brand communication templates directly from major corporate entities. They instantly generate perfectly mirrored, grammatically impeccable alerts that mimic the exact tone of an official enterprise customer service representative. When you click that high-urgency tracking link, you aren't routed to a broken, visibly suspicious web page. You land directly on a cloned phishing portal that looks 100% identical to Apple iCloud, Delta Airlines, or Marriott Bonvoy. The corporate logos are crisp, the user interface layout is correct, and the security certificates look completely legitimate to the untrained eye.
You type in your secure username. You type in your alphanumeric password. And the exact split second your finger taps that submit button, your digital credentials no longer belong to you. You have willingly handed the keys of your identity over to a ghost hiding in the machine. And once they successfully harvest those login details, the actual back-end account takeover executes in seconds, completely locking you out of your digital profile while the fraudster systematically strips your data.
And that is the exact structural anatomy of how the entry point functions. But how did an individual like Kwame Ford scale this specific script protocol to target multimillionaire professional athletes at the absolute peak of their careers? Sue, now we will be unpacking the federal indictment, exposing the online honeypot matrix, and tracing the devastating digital payload that brought down millions of dollars in stolen sports wealth.
That sounds great, Nick. Let's do it.
Well, Sue, as we now pivot directly into the heart of the federal indictment, handled by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Northern District of Georgia, we enter a territory where the strategic brilliance of cyber forensics completely exposes the dark reality of a master identity thief. We aren't looking at an ordinary script pattern or an automated algorithm anymore. federal prosecutors unsealed a complex case against 34-year-old Quamaine Jarrell Ford of Buford, Georgia. Ford didn't waste his energy chasing minor bank credentials or random retail discounts. Instead, he deliberately set his eyes on high-velocity targets, specifically tracking ultra-high-net-worth individuals, elite professional athletes starring in the NBA and the NFL, alongside mainstream chart-topping musicians.
And Nick, what makes the true crime narrative of this specific case so fascinating is the sheer complexity of the multi-layered deception Ford engineered. This wasn't a one-dimensional phishing link blast. It was an incredibly coordinated, highly tactical, two-part sting operation. Layer 1 initiated entirely in the digital shadows as a psychological honeypot matrix. Operating behind the safety of his screen, Ford meticulously constructed a hyper-convincing fake online persona, completely cloning the identity and likeness of a famous, highly recognizable adult film actress. He used this synthetic profile to directly infiltrate the personal social media direct messages of prominent professional ballplayers. He engaged them in highly private conversations, slowly baiting their curiosity, before enticing them with explicit promises of exclusive, private media files that he claimed he would send right over to their personal devices.
Right, so he completely locks in their focus. The targets are actively hooked, their guard is lowered, and they are fully expecting an imminent digital file delivery arriving via a text link.
Exactly, they are sitting ducks. And that is precisely when Ford deployed Layer 2, the technical trap. Right at the exact chronological moment when these high-profile players were anxiously waiting to receive the promised media download, Ford instantly switched digital hats. He utilized cell phone spoofing software to perfectly mimic official AppleCare customer support accounts. He sent the athletes highly urgent, automated text alerts that appeared to originate straight from corporate Apple security. The messages contained terrifying red flags, claiming that their personal iCloud storage backup had just been locked due to a suspicious unauthorized access attempt, or that they needed to click through immediately to re-verify their identity to safely view incoming encrypted files.
It is the ultimate evolution of the panic button protocol. By nesting the technical security scare directly inside the expectation of a private delivery, he completely short-circuited their defensive skepticism. Tricked by the impeccable timing, the corporate presentation, and the artificial rush, dozens of elite professional athletes fell right into the trap. They clicked the link and entered their Apple usernames, their account passwords, and critically, their temporary multi-factor authentication codes straight into his harvesting page.
And as we discussed in Act 2, once an identity thief possesses that live multi-factor authentication code, the structural account takeover is instantaneous. The split second Ford intercepted those live tokens, he executed a total profile lockdown. He rapidly logged into their primary iCloud accounts, severed their connected devices, changed the recovery phone numbers, and rewrote their security questions. He completely isolated the victims, locking the country's biggest sports stars entirely out of their own digital lives.
And once he took over that sovereign space, the financial payoff was immense. Inside those captured cloud backups, Ford discovered gold mines, stored high-limit credit cards, corporate bank debit cards, and sensitive passport identification documents. He went on a relentless, unchecked, multi-million-dollar summer spending rampage, executing well over 2,000 fraudulent card transactions. He was flying first class across the globe, checking into five-star luxury resort suites, organizing exotic car rentals, and treating entire entourages to high-end restaurant dinners, effectively funding a millionaire lifestyle directly on the backs of his victims while they were physically performing on the field.
But Nick,
The true crime dimension of this unsealed federal indictment takes a deeply disturbing turn. According to court documents brought forward by U.S. Attorney Theodore S. Hertzberg, Ford's criminal enterprise escalated far past identity theft and monetary grand larceny. He allegedly weaponized his fake online actress persona to actively manipulate and sex traffic a young, vulnerable woman. He lured her in under the false pretense of advancing her professional modeling career, but instead coerced her into commercial sex acts with some of these same targeted athletes. He negotiated the cash payments, pocketed a significant cut of the illicit revenue, and forced her to secretly record the hotel encounters using hidden cameras to build devastating blackmail leverage so he could extort the players and continue his financial control over them. He even went so far as to hack directly into the internal smart home IoT security cameras of one athlete's residence, allowing him to covertly spy on them inside their physical home.
It is absolutely mind-boggling. But the detail that completely floors me, Sue, is the timeline of his operational environment. Kwame Jarrell Ford was running this entire high-stakes, multi-million-dollar digital extortion and human trafficking syndicate right from his laptop while actively serving federal probation and house arrest for a prior cyber heist. He was literally tracking the country's biggest sports stars while wearing an active federal electronic ankle monitor strapped to his leg. He thought he was untouchable behind his screen, but as we are about to find out, every digital footprint leaves a permanent trail. Next, the trap snaps as the FBI closes the case.
No matter how smooth an identity thief thinks they are behind a screen, or how clever they are at hiding their physical trail, the reality of modern cyber forensics is unyielding. Every digital action leaves a permanent, undeniable footprint. When you are moving around millions of dollars in stolen sports wealth, you are illuminating a massive map for federal investigators.
Exactly. The FBI's dedicated cybercrime division systematically closed the loop on Kwame Ford by tracking his digital infrastructure. No matter how complex his cell phone spoofing software was, every single unauthorized login to those athletes' iCloud accounts was tied to a unique back-end IP address. Every time he used a compromised corporate debit card to reserve a first-class flight, an exotic sports car, or a five-star hotel suite, he left a definitive merchant routing trail. The FBI mapped those IP address jumps and physical check-in locations, and every single digital path led right back to Ford's personal laptop sitting in his living room in Buford, Georgia.
The trap snapped completely. The federal grand jury returned a sweeping, multi-count indictment against Ford, charging him with wire fraud, computer fraud, aggravated identity theft, and sex trafficking. Because he managed to orchestrate a multi-million dollar extortion, cyber spying, and trafficking ring while actively wearing a federal tracking monitor under house arrest, the judge completely denied bail. Kwame Jarrell Ford is currently held in federal custody without bond, waiting for his day in court.
It is an explosive conclusion to an incredibly dark true crime case. But it leaves us with an essential, sobering lesson as we navigate our own summer travel and retail schedules. Sue, if multimillionaire sports stars with professional managers, secure networks, and personal security details can have their digital lives completely hijacked by a high-urgency text message, what hope is there for the rest of us?
The hope lies in understanding that you don't need a million-dollar cybersecurity team to protect yourself. You just need to implement the Traveler's Security Playbook. The blueprint for your personal defense relies on two simple, unyielding rules. Rule number one, never trust the direct mobile link. Airlines, major luxury booking platforms, and global e-commerce retail brands will absolutely never send you an unexpected text message containing a direct hyperlink demanding you input your password or multi-factor authentication token to save your reservation.
And rule number two is the app sanity check. If you ever receive a terrifying email or text alert claiming your flight gate changed, your summer retail package is compromised, or your resort booking failed, do not panic and do not click. Immediately close the message. Manually open your dedicated airline, retail, or credit card app independently, or type the official corporate web address directly into your clean browser window. If there is a legitimate emergency with your account, it will display securely inside your official dashboard.
Ground your behavior in physical reality, never in the artificial, time-sensitive panic manufactured by a fraudster.
Take control of your digital borders. Keep your authentication codes completely to yourself and protect your identity this summer.
When you take a step back from the pure chaos of this case, you start to realize that Quamaine Ford didn't just understand software. He understood exactly how to find, exploit, and squeeze the hidden leverage points of high-profile targets.
And that is exactly what stands out to me from my own days working in law enforcement. When you analyze a sophisticated fraud investigation, the digital trails are just one half of the ledger. The other half is the human behavioral loop. In police work, we were always trained to look for patterns of escalation. Criminals rarely invent an entirely new playbook out of thin air when they return to the streets. They take the methodology that worked for them the first time, patch the vulnerabilities that got them caught, and push the boundary even further.
Which is precisely what federal prosecutors documented in this updated 2026 indictment. Ford wasn't a novice. In his original 2019 conviction, he used basic, old-school email phishing loops to siphon identity details. But by the time he opened his laptop while under house arrest in 2020, his technical approach had matured into a multi-tiered, real-time social engineering exploit. He wasn't just waiting for credentials to drop into a database. He was actively managing the communications simultaneously as two different personas to bypass human verification checks.
Think about the pure operational handling that requires from a police perspective. He is simultaneously managing a direct message conversation, posing as a famous adult film star under the initials TT, which public reports have identified as Tiana Trump, while concurrently running automated spoofed text lines disguised as official Apple security. From a tactical standpoint, he created an artificial ecosystem where the victim felt completely surrounded by reality. In law enforcement, we call this creating an environment of total perceptual dominance. If the target tries to break the loop by validating the security alert, the alert itself perfectly references the exact file they are expecting to download.
And the level of control he achieved once inside those accounts went completely off the charts. He didn't just execute basic financial fraud, like ordering food or transferring immediate cash balances. The FBI's cyber unit uncovered that Ford was mapping the physical infrastructure of his targets. He systematically targeted the victim's connected IoT ecosystems, tracking down the authentication details for the internal smart home surveillance cameras they had personally installed inside their private residences.
As an investigator, that is the moment a standard cyber case completely transforms into a high-priority physical safety threat. He was covertly accessing real-time home security video feeds, spying on these professional athletes and their families inside the sovereign sanctuary of their own living rooms and bedrooms without their knowledge or consent. He was harvesting private imagery straight from the walls of their homes to feed a massive blackmail and extortion matrix.
And that is exactly where his leverage escalated into active human trafficking. Using that same cloned adult film star matrix, Ford recruited a young, aspiring woman with fraudulent promises of launching a mainstream modeling career. Instead of helping her, he systematically coerced her into commercial sex acts with the very athletes he was actively hacking. He was booking her travel, managing the financial transactions, siphoning the profits, and forcing her to secretly record the encounters to build absolute operational control over everyone involved.
It is a textbook study in criminal narcissism. He genuinely believed that because he was sitting behind an encrypted connection on his couch in Buford, Georgia, his physical body was invisible to the law. He forgot the number one rule we always used to say on the force. The internet allows you to run faster, but it also ensures your footprints are permanently pressed into cement. Every luxury hotel room checking in his victims, every single automated DoorDash delivery ordered to his proximity, and every unauthorized iCloud device connection left a definitive trail that the FBI mapped straight to his front door.
When the multi-agency task force finally moved in and executed the federal warrant, they seized the digital devices that proved Ford had initiated this entire second campaign within 48 hours of arriving home on house arrest. He had completely weaponized the mercy of an early pandemic release to build a dark, multi-million-dollar cyber and trafficking empire right underneath the nose of his federal probation officers.
Now, Quamaine Jarrell Ford is facing 9 counts of wire fraud, 7 counts of computer fraud, and heavy charges of aggravated identity theft and sex trafficking. He pleaded not guilty, but because his entire history proves he cannot resist the urge to exploit digital boundaries the second he touches a keyboard, the federal judge ordered him detained with 0 bail pending trial.
This case is the ultimate reminder that in the modern landscape, account takeover fraud isn't just about protecting a credit card number or a password. It is about protecting the boundaries of your entire physical and digital life.
Keep your authentication protocols secure, never trust a direct text link, and stay completely grounded in security reality. That is our brief closeout for this investigative look into the summer travel trap.
Stay vigilant, keep your parameters locked tight, and we will talk to you next time on Behind the Scams.